We are discussing a halakha this morning that we discussed in the shi'ur yesterday. The question is asked in halakha, if a couple is getting married, b'siman tov or mazal tov, you need a mesader kiddushin. You need somebody to officiate the wedding. The Hatan wants Rabbi so-and-so to officiate, and the Kala wants a different Rabbi. Who has the choice to choose which Rabbi is Mesader the Kiddushin? This is simply a Mahloket amongst the Rishonim, it seems. There's a Mahloket between Harambam and Harosh. How do we look at the beracha of Irusin? Asher kedeshanu b'mesotav b'sivanu al arayot. That beracha, how do we classify it? Harambam clearly writes in Hilchot Ishut Peregimal that this is considered berachat ha-mitzvot. It's a regular beracha of a mitzvah, just like you make a beracha before a dulav. You make a beracha before you light the menorah. You make a beracha before you sit in the sukkah. Laniyah tefillin. Ta'atim b'sisit. So there's a mitzvah to get married. And the mitzvah to get married is on the hatan. The hatan is the chayuv. And therefore this is his mitzvah. And really, in the perfect world, the hatan is supposed to make this beracha. But not to embarrass the hatanim who don't know how to make the berachot properly. So they appoint the shaliach, the rav misadir. But really, it's his obligation. The Rosh, he says, no. This beracha of Irusin is berachat ha-shevach. It's a beracha of praise, because getting married is such a momentous occasion, and there's many people that gather at the event, so it's a ma'amad, it's an occasion, it's an event. So at such a ma'amad, we praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a Torah, for giving us laws, for giving us the laws of Arayot and Kiddushin. It's just a berachat ha-shevach. Based on these two understandings, it would make a difference who chooses the Mesader. According to Harambam, if it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is on the Hatam. It's his item. He could choose the Mesader Kedushin. The lady is not mitzvah on this. But according to the Rosh, each one can choose. Nobody's above the other in this. It's Birkat HaShevach. So then in that case, I have to flip a coin. The Hatan cannot say, it's my beracha. It's not your beracha. It's not my beracha. It's the beracha of the Sibur. It's the beracha of the Kahal. Therefore, who do we posek like? Maran in Ibn Ha'ezr Siman Lamedaled is posek clearly like Harambam, that says it's Birkat HaMitzvot. And if it's Birkat HaMitzvot, it belongs to the Hatan. And therefore the Hatan is the one that decides. If the Kala says, I want to choose somebody else, according to the Sefer Adim, we say it's not your right. The right is on the Hatan to choose. But there is a third opinion, which is worthy to note, that looks at Birkat Irusin, not like Birkat HaMitzvot, and not like Birkat HaShevach. That's the opinion of the Levush, as well as the Ben Ishchai, in Parashat Shofetim. He says, "Keshem she'asur lehanot ba'olam hazeh b'lo beracha, kach asur nekadesh isha b'lo beracha." He looks at the berkat irusin like berkat nehenin. That just like you cannot eat an orange without making bore priyaetz, and you cannot make a drink of water without a shakol niyamet baro. So you're getting married. There's a hana'a. There's a certain pleasure over here. You cannot benefit from this word. Asul la'anot ma'olam hazeh b'lo beracha. And therefore he looks at it as birkat hanehenin. Okay, so if you look at it like birkat hanehenin, again it would be a toss-up. Who? But it seems the Hatan is being neheneh, and therefore, even according to the Ben Ishchai, it seems the Hatan is the one that chooses. Halakha l'maaseh, it's the Hatan that makes the decision who is Mesader the Kiddushin.